To Melbourne now, and members of the African community are blaming politicians and the media for increasing racial tensions. The Prime Minister has this week accused the Victorian government of losing control of law and order in the state. But criminologists and African community leaders are warning against racial profiling. Tim Lammercraft reports.
Leaders of Melbourne's South Sudanese community say they're on edge.
The community is currently targeted, and I can tell you, emotionally, mentally, it's not good for our society. The community has been targeted and generalized for that tiny number of young children who are committing crime.
Richard Deng is a South Sudanese community leader based in Melbourne. On ABC Radio this morning, he didn't shy away from problems in his community, but is displeased with the tone of discussion around the issue.
This is not a way forward. As a community, we should be looking forward for a long-term solution for those kids and those youth who are committing crime. And I can tell you, yes, there is a problem with that young African kid. Let them call Lawa. They are Australian, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they're committing crime, but targeting the general community just for that young kid that were born in Australia, it's not a good way to go as a community.
The Victorian government has been criticised by senior Turnbull government ministers for a perceived lack of control over youth crime. On Monday, Greg Hunt had this to say.
Gang crime in Victoria is clearly out of control. We know that African gang crime in some areas in particular is clearly out of control.
Since then, state authorities have conceded the problem does exist, though Richard Deng says it's unhelpful and fears that some of the good community work that's been done across the state is being overlooked.
For the first time, we are engaged with the Victorian Police and the state government, which need to be acknowledged by the Prime Minister. The last thing we need to see or do is to use a political game or tool to tarnish the work that is being done by the community leaders, the police and the state government.
Mark Wood is a lecturer in criminology with Melbourne University, and he takes issue with the term gang.
In terms of Hunt's comments and Turnbull's comments, I think we have to be really cautious about using the term gang here. And this isn't kind of some conspiratorial covering up or downplaying South Sudanese crime in the state. I think it's more about making sure that the discourse that we're using is productive and not counterproductive.
Mr. Wood agrees that some South Sudanese and Somali youth are overrepresented in Victoria's crime stats, though he says historically this is not unusual with new migrant communities in Australia. What he does question is why there is so much discussion around the so-called crime wave at present.
So if we look at the Victorian Crime Statistics Agency's stats for the last 10 years, we actually see that firstly, youth offending as a proportion of overall offending in the state has gone down quite significantly. Okay, so in 2007, 62% of young offenders were recorded as offending with at least one other person, and that's gone down to 56% in 2016. Yet, if you kind of picked up the latest edition of the Herald Sun, you'd have quite a different picture being presented.
Melbourne University criminology lecturer Mark Wood ending Tim Lammercraft's report.